Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. White House border czar Tom Homan says more than 1,000 federal immigration agents have already left Minnesota. The move follows last week's announcement that the Trump administration is winding down Operation Metro Surge. In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, Homan praised what he described as stronger coordination with Minnesota authorities. As the bulk of federal agents depart, he says smaller teams will stay on the ground to support ongoing operations. New security measures at the state capitol this year include weapons screening and a ban on guns in the Senate gallery. Rob Dorr of the Minnesota Gun Owners Law Center says there are some legal implications on prohibiting firearms that they're looking at.
And they're going to be setting up their own screening, which is not going to be managed by state patrol. And they're apparently seeking to exclude permit holders who have already gone through screening at the entrance from being able to participate in the Senate gallery.
Dorr says the Minnesota House does not have the same restriction on permit holders. At least 38 states have weapons screening at their Capitol buildings. Canterbury Park won't start racing until May, but track officials are keeping an eye on the starting gate at the Minnesota legislature. The state has failed for years to pass a sports betting bill that would benefit Canterbury and other tracks. Canterbury CEO Randy Sampson.
Should have been done a couple of years ago. The horse has already kind of left the gate in terms of the competition that with prediction markets and other ways that people are fantasy sports and other ways people are already betting on sports in Minnesota.
Sampson says the entire industry is hurting in Minnesota, including fewer foals are being born in the state. In other headlines, authorities recovered the body of a boy from a pond in Bloomington on Saturday, according to the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. Deputies and first responders were dispatched to Bass Pond shortly after 1 o'clock on a report that two people were in the water. The Bloomington Fire Department rescued an adult man who had been clinging to the ice. Using sonar and an airboat, the Sheriff's Water Patrol located the boy in about 8 feet of water just before 4 p.m. The success of the U.S. curling teams at the Winter Olympics is increasing interest in Minnesota. Scott Holwerda of Glacial Ridge Curling says they just opened their facility in Wilmer and had a big open house.
We had like roughly 300 people come through there, and people are stopping in daily just wanting to check the place out. And then besides checking out, they want to try curling, and we're getting them out on the ice and getting them to curl, and they're loving it.
This is MNN.